This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John and producer Jessica, I have a question for you because I want your thoughts on this. An acquaintance of mine had posted this on social media. Is it normal when my husband comes home from work that he sits in the car for a while? I mean, anybody who's had a really long day at work and the moment you walk into the house, you're jumped on with tons of questions or whatever, and you're at the end of your day, you're just like, ugh. So I totally understand that. But what I want to know if this is normal, she says that he'll stay in there for up to an hour.
There's a lot of questions that need to be asked first. Like, what's the commute like? What was traffic like? What was his day like?
Right.
Is the hour-long stay very common?
Right.
Was he on a call? Was he listening to a podcast? There's a lot that goes into that.
Producer Jessica is known to sit in her car when she comes to work for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know how long you sit in your car.
Yeah,
it kind of freaks me out, actually.
Yeah, I do it a lot. I call it my morning TikTok run, where I just want to find one TikTok that I'm enjoying, watch that, and maybe sometimes I'll even watch it if one of you two haven't gotten there yet.
Uh-huh.
And I'll watch it as I'm walking up to the office.
Oh, you do?
So
it's not like you sit there saying, making the statement, because I totally get what you're saying, right? You want to find something that makes you feel good, funny, blah, 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 start your day off right. And if you don't come across one, you don't sit there until you find it?
I mean, I'll try for like 5 minutes, but then if there's nothing that's, usually by then I'll find something that interests me. Just something relatively interesting, whether it's a snake hatching out of an egg or somebody's Costco haul.
So why can't you do that once you get up to your office and we're not here yet? I mean, we're not here anyway.
Well, because once I get to the office, I want to work. I don't want to be distracted by my TikToks.
The parking lot at work is not work per se. It's just the parking lot at work.
Yeah, it's just the parking lot.
Okay.
So I just want to let you know, when Tam and I get here once in a while, and you're in your car and you stay in your car, we come up here, it freaks us out.
Well, no, I usually,
There's been times.
When I just sit there?
10 minutes later, then you wander up, and I'm like, okay, what the hell's Jessica doing out there?
Well, now we know.
Now we know. You're watching TikToks.
Well,
I thought
I'd
be a little sexier than that, quite frankly.
Sometimes I'll be there for a couple minutes, and then Tammy will drive in. I'll be like, well, I better get to work. And that's when I'll follow Tammy upstairs.
Back to your friend, though.
Yeah.
Habitually sitting in his car for up to an hour. Mm-hmm. There's something else happening there.
Well,
he doesn't want to be in that house.
He says that it's stress. It's the work. He needs that time so that when he comes in, he can be a good human to his family. I kind of understand that. Like you said, if it's a long commute or you have a job where everybody's at your throat all the time, when you come through the door and your kids are running at you and your wife is like, oh my God, they've been up to here. I've had it up to here with him.
Your problem now.
Yeah. I mean, I totally understand that because there's times that I'll come home, like Thursdays are really long days for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll walk in and if my husband starts with I need you to look at this. I'm like, oh God, that's always something that means that I have to look at something that's financial or I have to, you know, dig in and find something.
Right.
It's like, can you give me just give me a few minutes? And it takes me back to when he was an electrician and he was working 12-hour days and he would come in and the kids would be all over him and he'd be like, oh, just give me a minute. So I totally understand. When does it get weird?
I think it gets weird or maybe more alarming if instead of spending an hour in your car before you go home, you spend an hour at a bar before you go home.
Mm, yeah, maybe.
Or a strip club.
Oh. Way to get really weird. Where did that
whole
come
another
from?
Issue.
Man, I'm telling you, if you can't get home without spending an hour at the strip club.
Yes, you got problems.
There's a lot more going on. What's wrong with you back there? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.